hour today. Top Trends forecaster Gerald Celente joins us. It is Wednesday, the 22nd day of July, 2009. Don't forget the free podcast of the radio show available at Infowars.com and the listen page. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. And please keep spreading the word about how people can listen to the free internet streams, the internet archives, and podcasts. Again, at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. You can also subscribe, 50 cents a day, and get the live video feed, also archived in high quality. All my films, my books, and materials at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us. Let us now go to, who's up next here, John? Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to thank Gerald Celente for his ideas before you get there. And I wanted to thank you for everything. Of course, you're getting to speak with your guest, Wayne Paul, was a special treat for me, but I forgot. I forgot to mention that the most important person of his, of that Paul family I spoke to was his granddaughter, who approached me on the UT campus. I was carrying one of his signs, as usual, and she, again, thanked me for caring, for campaigning for him, and she told me that she was, of course, delivered by him, and then said, and I'm his granddaughter. So I've actually, and I don't know, like you, I think that maybe she told Dr. Paul about it, and like you, maybe I helped him to decide to run again. That's just maybe a delusion on my part, but I just...
Well, you also know Ron Paul's for real. That's why COINTELPRO attack him and ask where's the campaign money and this and that when it's all under the Federal Election Commission public. COINTELPRO is now attacking We Are Change. We Are Change isn't centralized. It's just a name, an idea that I promoted up front and exploded worldwide because the name was good. And they're trying to attack the New York chapter because openly on this show, you, the listeners, raise money for German Talis, who they ran the wheelchair into and set up. And he was found not guilty. So they're trying to spin that. But again, it's not working. And we're continuing to move forward and expose the New World Order. And the globalists absolutely hate it. And we're going to bring them to justice. So they love to nitpick on us all day. But we're not the New World Order. We're not the New World Order that is forcing you to pay taxes so they can use it to poison your water. And so the people are wise to that, and we're going to bring down the globalist.
Well, you're right, sir. Can I just say public quote from Dr. Paul, his most recent American Free Press last paragraph? He said, public outcry against the bank bailouts and the government power grab known as cap and trade proves the spirit of liberty still lives. And part of the celebration of Independence Day should include a renewed determination to keep fighting a good fight for freedom. As long as government continually seeks to take liberties away, patriots need to keep fighting. And that's, of course,
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Ronnie. I got to jump there. Travis in Illinois. Travis, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Travis.
I just wanted to let you know that your Obama Deception is an awesome film. It's the only reason I know anything about any of this. It's how I got awakened, as you might want
to
say.
Good. So somebody woke you up. Did you see it on the internet, or somebody give you a DVD?
Actually, I saw it on the internet while doing a English report on Obama. My teacher thought I was doing something, you know, because I liked him. He found that out quickly.
Good. Pay it forward. Tell your whole email list about the Obama Deception. The best one is the YouTube Director's Channel, where the whole film's in one piece. That's the best quality for free. Get it out to everybody.
And sending links everywhere.
Good.
But, I just have a couple things to say. You know what the Marisol is in the vaccinations, the
yes.
Mercury-based preservative.
Mm-hmm.
I found out it's also in contact solution. I didn't know if you know that.
Some. It's been phased out of most, yes.
Okay, well, I know the one I was using did have it.
Bausch & Lomb?
What?
Bausch & Lomb?
I believe it was the Walmart brand at the time was using it, but I couldn't figure out why my contacts were so, or my eyes were so irritated, and I switched to the Walgreens brand, which advertise the Marisol free. And
look, I'm going to have to keep you on hold for when we go to calls with Gerald Celente. You can just drop off. We're out of time. That's your choice. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
the Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order now.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he is a frequent contributor on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, BBC, Russian television, you name it. And he's been making a lot of amazing predictions over the last 20-plus years as a trends forecaster. Before that, of course, he's also a best-selling author. Before that, he worked in some of the biggest political campaigns in the country. He's also one of the main contributors in the film The Obama Deception. He's trends forecaster Gerald Celente. He's also in the new Obama film coming out in October. But this film shows how both parties are controlled by the same interest, this gangster government, this takeover. We'll be talking to Gerald about that right now. Please get The Obama Deception at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And if you can't afford the DVD with the extras and the high quality to show your friends and family and make copies from, that's fine. Just Google The Obama Deception. Look for the third or fourth link down. That's the best version I found on YouTube. It's a director's channel. It's got about 3 million views. All total, it's over 20 million views online. And pass that link out to everybody. But again, get this, have this on your shelf, show it to everybody. People see it, and it's like it's prescient because we show everything he was going to do. This came out 1 month into him in office, and it's all chronicled in The Obama Deception. Going now to Gerald Celente for the next 51 minutes. We'll take your calls at the bottom of the hour at 1-800-259-9231. Gerald Celente, you've got the floor. The mainstream media more than ever is taking notice to all the shocking predictions you've made the last 3 years that are unfortunately coming true. Where is the economy? You say revolution's coming. The elite are stealing everything, even nailed down. Gerald Celente, chief of the Trends Forecast Institute there, Trends Research Institute, tell us what's happening.
Well, let's just, we only stick by the facts, as you well know, and we're political atheists. We don't believe in this two two-headed, one-party system. We don't bow to politicians or genuflect at political altars. We only look at the facts. We just heard Vice President Biden last week, a week and a half ago, say that no one, the truth is, we and everyone else misread the economy. That's his quote. And well, the truth is either he's ignorant and all of those PhDs and credentialed people in the White House are ignorant, or else they're so arrogant that they can only see outside the Beltway, or can't see outside the Beltway and think that they're the only people that know anything, or else they're lying to us. Those are the only three options. Because the truth is, as you well know, we saw it and so did some others. And so all we're doing is we're looking at the facts, Alex. And the facts are that the Obama administration said that $787 billion bailout scheme was going to create 600,000 new jobs by this time. And they said that without the stimulus package, we would see unemployment hit 8% in 2009 and peak at 9% in 2010. That's what they said. Now we have unemployment already, official unemployment, at 9.5%. So they're way off on that. How could they have any credibility? We've lost 2.5 million jobs since Obama has become president. And at very best, if you're going to be generous, they've spent 20% of the stimulus package and created, at best, 150,000 new jobs. So when you extrapolate this forward, the best they can do is come up with about 750,000 new jobs over 2.5 years, whereby they said they were going to create between 3.5 and 4 million jobs, and to wit, we've already lost 7.2 million since this recession, quote, officially began.
Gerald, I was looking at a USA Today finance Gallup poll, and it showed how Obama got elected at an 83-84, depending on which one of the graphs. They've had several of these Gallup polls, and now he's dropped below 50s, but in some demographics below 50. That is a faster, steeper, further decline than the previous grand champion loser, the peanut farmer from Georgia, back in the 70s, Jimmy Carter. And so the bigger the hype, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. People are finding out it was total betrayal, total crap. George Bush, after Jimmy Carter and Obama, is the third fastest to fall. But luckily, a magic crisis popped up 9 months in to kind of boost Bush for a while. But minus a stage crisis or provocation or war, Obama is a political dead duck, and his entire agenda to seize America is failing. But does he have an ace up his sleeve? Is it the crisis is going to be so bad we all can only swim to the life raft of the federal government, even if it's a desert island, you know, covered with government zombies? Or is it a new war? Is it a staged terror attack? I mean, if he's in total free fall, the worst in the last 100 years of polling with presidents, what does this mean?
You know, I think you're one of the most astute people out there talking about this in the way that you're talking about it, because we saw the exact same things as well, in that when you look at the free fall that he's had in the polls and you compare it as to Carter, and then Bush was one percentage point higher, summer came. Bush was down in the dumps. People were making fun of him for taking a month-long vacation in Crawford, Texas, as the economy was sinking. Remember, we were just being hit by the dot-com bubble burst, and all of a sudden there was 9/11. So these people come up with schemes undreamed of, or things can just happen. One of the things that we're watching very closely is that the Obama administration is held back in releasing budget projections that were supposed to come out within a week. And now they're going to come out with them after Congress takes its recess in August. That's a big signal to us. So we're looking at that very, very closely, because there may be the shock of our lifetime in those numbers. No one's talking anymore about the green shoots. Remember that load of malarkey that they were spreading around, that money manure that was supposed to be pushing up the economy? So that's the kind of thing that we're looking for. Anything could happen. They come up with schemes undreamed of. But the reality is, in the final sense, is that, as we've been saying, the world is going to call it the greatest depression. In America, it's going to be called Obamageddon. The schemes that they've come up with these bailouts, buyouts, rescue packages, us owning corrupt country companies like Citigroup and General Motors. I love it. General Motors, they brought back this guy, Lutz, who was the vice chairman at General Motors. This is a genius, Alex, that came out in 2005, 2006, that said that anyone that thinks that high gasoline prices are going to hurt the sales of SUVs doesn't know what they're talking about. This is a champion they brought back now. Look what's going on with the Goldman Sachs gang. I said this, and I'll say it again, and I've said it before, and I'll repeat it over and over again. I'm of Italian descent. I've heard enough mafia stories for the rest of my life. If the names on Wall Street were Salenti, Caruso, Mondavi, Rossini, Puccini, Abatelli, Puccio, they call it the mafia. Oh, it would be major news every day how the mafia is ripping off the country. You know, we just gave these guys, what, how many billions of dollars? And now they're giving it back to themselves in bonuses. Oh, it would be big story. But you can't call the white shoe boys criminals. You could call them, you know, these Ponzi schemes they talk about, but credit swap, fault derivatives, and collateral CBOs and SIVs. How about calling them, rather than exotic financial instruments, how about calling them con games and Ponzi schemes?
And grand larceny.
Grand larceny.
Well, I mean, Gerald Celente, there you are. I'm sure you've seen all these clips. Paulson last week, the congressman, were asking him, where's the $200 million you got personally? Is that not a conflict of interest? And how all the regulators were former Goldman Sachs. And he just said, no, it's no conflict of interest. And we were talking before you came on live about the shockingness of actually watching $23.7 trillion stolen in 10 months, greater than the GDP times two. I mean, I feel like I'm in a dream here, Gerald.
Well, you know, we're writing now, we're writing the Autumn Trends Journal, and this is the way we began it. And when we're writing back from the year 2012, when we're looking to 2009, the greatest crime wave ever to hit America was sweeping across the nation. More lawless than the Wild West, better organized than gangland Chicago, a ruthless mob of financial bandits and political wise guys had taken control of the United States of America. Not a week went by without Wall Street and Washington committing world-class crimes, but all carried out under the cover of law. If perpetrated by individuals, it would have been called robbery, extortion, embezzlement, and fraud, and the perpetrators would have been indicted, hauled into court, and brought to justice. But because politicians and financiers were committing the crimes, it was just called legislation.
Unbelievable. And it seems to be a bottomless pit. I mean, they're seizing the entire economy, manufacturing, the carbon tax. Where does it end?
Well, here's the way we're looking at it. As you know, we keep repeating, and it's worth repeating because it doesn't seem to hit a lot of people in the head the right way, is that you can't print phantom money out of thin air backed by nothing, producing practically nothing. We're now looking at the dollar taking another hit against the basket of currencies. Gold prices are back on the rise. We heard from China, Russia, India, Brazil. They all want to bail out of the bucks. So where is it going? The decline of Empire America.
Gerald Celente, Trends Research. We'll give you the website when we get back, listeners. Will they be able to pump it up one more time, or is this the big one? Is this the big implosion? Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Girl Salente, going right back to your calls coming up the next segment. When you say this is the greatest heist in history, I don't think people understand. You really mean that. 23.7 trillion, and they're grabbing every sector of the economy, and the green tax, the carbon tax allows the bureaucracy. I have the bill that they passed in secret, now public. As you know, I want your take on that. Allows federal agencies to raise taxes on toilet paper, beef, everything. I mean, this is government becoming God. You call that fascism, don't you? Go ahead.
Well, the merger of state and corporate powers, according to Mussolini, is called fascism. So if it quacks like a duck and walks like a duck, let's call it a spade a spade. It's fascism. And to pick up on the second part of what you were saying, and I was saying, was that first they went through this whole scheme of the money printing. Well, that's going to run out, as we're seeing now, with the diving of the dollar and other currencies looking for, other countries looking for new reserve currency. So the next scheme is to tax the people to death. And whether it's hassle taxes, again, current events form future trends. Pick up today's USA Today. Look at the parking ticket numbers that they're putting out there. Boy, if you jaywalk, they'll give you a ticket. Spit on the street, but rob the country blind, you can get an award for it, or they'll make you a Treasury Secretary. So the scheme, Alex, is after the printing game runs out, it's the tax to death game. And this whole thing, this whole notion of too big to fail, who came up with that one? I can say with full authority that their mother's not better than mine. What would happen if they failed? No one's ever told us. But yet we hear from Henry the Don Paulson at the last House Oversight meeting saying, quote, Our responses were not perfect, but I am confident that they were substantially correct and that they saved this country from great peril. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Look at how this psychology works. They can rape, they can steal trillions, they engineer the crisis on record, and then they're the savior. And if you don't give them what they want, they'll declare martial law, as Paulson threatened last year. Now there's been articles in the news, as you know, Gerald, saying how good it was he threatened martial law and how he's above the law and how the private Federal Reserve is above the law. They're, you know, the president isn't, the Congress isn't, the courts aren't, but they are because they're the Eddie Haskell bankers.
And they're more than that, as I said, they're the Wall Street Mafia. It's Henry the Don Paulson. You read the New York Times, he bullied Congress. Bullied Congress? What do you mean bully? Who is this guy to bully Congress? Oh, and there's Jamie Legs Diamond from J.P. Morgan. And there's, who's that guy from Citigroup that would put this whole grand scheme together? Sandy Greedy Pig Weil. No, let's call them who they are. They're robbing this nation blind. And the people are either drugged. You know, this became, we have gone from the home of the brave to what's happened to this country that we have become so subservient and so federally dictated. We're not free and we're not brave as a nation. You know, people can make fun of the French all they want, but boy, the French got it down. Look what happened when that company was trying to shaft the employees out of their severance pay. You know, they threatened to blow the place up and all the equipment in it. When they do boss snappings, these are the people that brought us off with their heads. They know what it's like to be living under a tyrannical government where they say, let them eat bread. Now it's give them some health care.
Well, on top of this, when you look at the French, when they try to plant GMO crops there, the farmers just burn it down. And I don't know how Americans were always known as the quickest to stand up to tyranny. Now we're known worldwide as kind of the suckers. How did that happen?
Boy, I have to say, you know, you are what you eat. And look what this country leads and look what they look like and look what they've become.
Yeah, we just became decadent. We're the great-grandchildren of really hard-working people. And we've become a bunch of slobs, myself included. We got to get our dignity back and not be so cowed. Gerald, I want to take calls and get into where you see all this going, how you see the revolution breaking out, a lot more. The website is trendsresearch.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up. The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ballgame. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Is our guest, and in just 3 short minutes, we're going right back to him. But during the break, the last break, before last, about 10 minutes ago, I called Ted up, the owner of Genesis and Miners Resources, and I said, "Do you have any of that gold and silver left from when gold was $900 an ounce and when silver was a dollar less?" And he said, "Yes, we're almost out of it, but we have the very tail end, so this is the last." Gold up over $40-plus dollars from that point, silver way up, and this is the very end of the Lakotas, the francs, the sovereigns, and some other coins Ted Anderson has right now until midnight tonight. Ted, that's as long as you can hold it, correct?
Well, I mean, I've already the price on the Internet has already gone up. If you go to our web offers, you'll find that the Lakotas are in the $19 range, where these are still sitting at that $18.17. So, yeah, that is a really good buy. The reason why I was able to put them up there is I had about 900 of them left in my inventory, although some of those are spoken for already. I haven't received the checks from people, but I will hold it at that price. But then come tomorrow, it's like $19.17. I can't remember exactly what the number was. But
okay, so the Lakotas are going up. What about gold at the lower price when you bought it at $900, $905?
Well, that is obviously just a steal, if I ever heard of one. I mean, you have still right now the francs sitting at $216 a coin. The British sovereign is at $266. Both of those coins have gone up in price. I don't put them on our internet site, but they all are up in, you know, up in price because of the fact that gold was trading at $913 when I locked them in at this level. Currently, right now, today's spot price of gold, the last time I've looked, was $951.60. It's been as high as $955.90 already today. So, yeah, there's definitely...
Yeah, and to simplify this, folks, for people that understand, you bought this gold and silver when the market 2 or 3 weeks ago was in gold almost $50 lower than it is now, and in silver over a dollar lower than it is now. So you're selling out of these stores you have. You're almost out. And instead of raising your prices when gold and silver goes up, that's how you should make a profit. You know, we're capitalists. We're not communists. You're passing those savings on, but this is the end. This is the last time, Ted, correct?
It is the end of this. I can tell you right now, Alex, I placed an order today for 5,000 more Lakotas, and the price is much higher than what I'm offering right now. So I can't do that.
And is this the end for the gold? Is this the end for the gold?
The gold is still, they're both the same thing. I mean, the gold is, I mean, I'm lucky to be able to carry it through midnight. I will, just because I'll lose some money on some of the deals. But,
okay, so you're almost completely out. 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there till midnight tonight. Don't procrastinate. Call today, 1-800-686-2237. And if you're late or if you call and leave a message, then I know Ted in the past holds the deal into tomorrow when the brokers give you a call. Does that still hold today if they get their call in?
Oh, absolutely. Just leave a message on the voice recorder. We're going to honor everybody. So,
all right, 800-686-2237. You can't get this deal at minusresources.com. You've got to call and say it's the Alex Jones, Ted Anderson radio special, 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Going back to Gerald Salento, I appreciate holding the website again. We'll put up on screen for you right now for folks watching at prisonplanet.tv, trendsresearch.com. Gerald, I'm just going to throw this at you in the cold. I don't even know what your view is on this particularly. What do you think of people getting out of paper and moving partially into silver or gold? Is that a generally a smart idea?
Well, we don't give investment advice, but I can tell you that I'm 80% invested in gold, and I keep buying it. And my strategy, by the way, is that I also hedge my currencies in the sense that I'll own dollars, but I'll also own euros. One goes up, the other goes down. I just want parity to keep what I have. This is well about wealth preservation. And to us, gold is the wild card. But having said that, as you may or may not know, in our December 2001, we had said that gold prices had bottomed. And we've been bullish on gold since, and we're predicting in our forecast of gold 2000.
Really? Do you have an idea when?
No, it's hard to tell because, as you well know, these markets are being highly manipulated.
Sure.
And around the world, people are bailing out of bucks, as we spoke about earlier, and they're looking for a new reserve currency. I mentioned earlier that the Obama administration is holding out, coming out with their budget projections, waiting until the dead heat of summer when everyone's in a vacation state of mind and Congress isn't there. So there can be some very earth-shaking developments that are going to rattle the dollar. So it could happen at any time, but always remember that the game is going to be manipulated because once the world wakes up to the idea that their fiat currencies aren't going to be worth the paper they're printed on, there's going to be a huge run to gold. Another very important aspect. There's only one member of the G20 out there that's really criticizing America for its stimulus, recovery, bailout, and buyout packages.
Germany.
And why?
because of gold issues.
And they know what it's like. These are the people, the Weimar Republic. They still have the people alive that told the stories of going to a supermarket with a wheelbarrow of money. And they know how it happened because they printed phantom money out of thin air based on nothing and producing practically nothing. So that's why we're bullish on gold.
But the bankers, to kill hyperinflation, aren't just loaning the money. So instead you have everything imploding while they print fiat to buy up real infrastructure. And then from the experts we've talked to, I want to see if you agree with the general economists we've had on, that then later the hyperinflation comes as an added nightmare over a depression economy, the untold superstorm or perfect storm of hyper stagflation.
Yeah, that's very true. And depression, actually. It's hyperinflation and depression. Look at the numbers. You well know, depending on who you talk to, the effective unemployment rate is 18.7%. Others are saying the unofficial rate is 20%. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're really looking at. People going, these kids going to college, are they going to get jobs doing what?
Well, that's what I was about to say. You were saying the next big bubble is the college bubble. They're going into debt now for jobs that aren't even going to exist. And the commercial real estate, as you said on the show a year and a half ago, is starting to implode. They're saying that's the next big one. Give us some of those trends. But going back to gold, because we've interviewed so many experts who are bullish or bearish on gold, but all of them acknowledge that everybody should be partially in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, as an emergency parachute to just protect wealth, to make sure you've got something that can't be dissipated overnight like paper, but that speculatively, it's also the biggest boon and speculative, because if the dollar does implode or other major currencies, they're all overprinting right now, as you know, that's kind of their answer, is global inflation, kind of at parity, that gold could go to $3,000-$4,000.
Well, it can. It really can. You know, they keep, and then if there's war on top of this, because who knows? They keep talking about bombing Iran, Israel does, or invading them at some level. And we've said from the onset that if the United States or Israel attack Iran, it's the beginning of World War III, because then you're going to start seeing oil prices go to the stratosphere along with gold prices. So there are so many wild cards out there that make for us gold a better forecast to go up than to go down. I mean, what could be the downside of gold? Gold could, we, as we see, could only go down if the unemployment rate in the United States goes back to 4.5%. We wipe out our trade deficits, our budget deficits, and that's highly unlikely.
And you're physically holding it. You can dump out of it if it starts going down, or you can wait till it goes back up the next time.
I have to tell you something. This is very important. I've been buying gold for a long time. And, in life you have ups and downs, you know. Let's not be, you know, fake about this. And I've had lean years in my life. What saved me was having gold. Because, as you well know, you know, it's getting rid of gold, cashing in gold isn't as easy as writing a check. So you really have to think twice and three times and four times before you unload that gold. And so you hold on to that store wealth that base of wealth without writing a check off to go spend it or to pay a debt.
Exactly.
And what I also did with my gold is I used it as collateral to borrow, knowing that I wanted that gold back. And I never had any problem loaning money, borrowing money privately, having that as a backdrop. So I'm a firm believer in gold.
It's good as gold, is the saying. I just wanted to bring that up because everything else is performing like hell right now. Treasuries almost have no yield. Everybody's running to them. And it's just an amazing scam we're witnessing. I want to go to calls for Gerald Celente here in just a moment in the time we have left. But, Gerald, how do you see – well, two questions before I forget. First, the flu hype killed maybe 200 people worldwide. They're talking about global forced inoculations. Is this the global World Trade Organization, World Health Organization cover to bring in control? Why are they saying, oh, it's all over in the fall? They're the ones fear-mongering in government. A, and then B, is that kind of a backdrop? If they need to suppress revolution, they'll just hype up fear about flu, and then people will stand down because that was said of Mexico.
What they're doing and why, we don't know. We're not on the inside, but I will tell you what we're forecasting. And we're forecasting that there's going to be something. And we're calling it the new black plague, and it's going to be real. You can't put poison in your food, in the air, in the water. You can't dump. You just can't keep poisoning the host without causing a host of problems. So there's going to be something that breaks down the immune systems. Is this really it? Probably not. Are the drug companies going to benefit from anything that happens? Absolutely. Will they use something like this as the false flag to declare martial law and to take the people that were once the home of the free and the brave into federal dictate and to subservience? Yes, they could very well use something like that as a scare tactic. And look, I mean, Bush used the most effective one that I've seen in my lifetime with the war on terror.
Absolutely. And then they've got the continuing imploding economy. I mean, people have to go to the government for help through that. And then now they're announcing he's breaking all his promises. He's going to raise health care taxes on everybody and surtaxes and green taxes on everybody's electricity. I mean, would you say Obama wins or is a contender for the crown of the biggest liar? Because I thought Clinton was a liar. I thought Bush was a liar.
The thing that we put Obama in is the mass destruction of what was once the entrepreneurial empire into what Mussolini said, the merger of state and corporate powers into fascism, where government and major corporations are running the whole show. Again, you know, look at the people. Look at the banks. Look at the control. And so that's what we see. And by the way, people ask us, what are some of the solutions? Well, here's one solution. We don't need Wall Street. We need Main Street. We don't need Walmarts. We need mom and pops. We don't need agribusiness. We need family farms. We don't need Monsanto. We need organic. And this is not hyperbole. It's a fact based on the knowledge that we were, the United States of America, the most egalitarian nation on earth, respected and envied by everyone else on earth, from the most egalitarian, when that model existed, Main Street, mom and pop, family farm, and organic, we have now become the nation where the gap between the rich and the poor is the widest of any of the industrialized nations, and where we used to be number one in health care, in education, in longevity, in quality of life, when we lived by Main Street, mom and pop, family farms, and organic, we no longer win, place, or show by any of those indices.
Because we're mentally and spiritually poisoned, and the establishment knew that, and all of those big vertically integrated corporate structures are waging war against mom and pop and Main Street, and now they've got the animal ID, the premises ID, openly to shut down family farms and ranches, the Clean Water Restoration Act to federalize all the water. I mean, they're coming in as the economy implodes, trying to pass the carbon tax, knowing it'll shut things down further. This is like the global mafia burning us out. What? So you're saying the revolution isn't just physical. It's going to be people not going to Walmart anymore, people planting their own gardens, people not doing what the local thugs and feds say, and people just getting back to basics? Or what else is in the revolution?
Well, that's all part of it. You know, my thing is I boycott corporate food. I won't eat it. I go to the local guy. I won't go to the Dunkin' Donuts guy. You know, I go to the farmers markets. I don't buy factory food. You know, Alex, we just saw Obama. They made a whole big deal about them planting their organic garden and buying local food and how healthy they eat. Well, let the rest of them eat Franken foods is their motto. it's okay for them and the Clintons and the Bushes for everybody to only eat the best. But the rest of you people out there, fatten yourself up on the junk food. What goes in goes out. Junk food, junk minds, junk thinking. And for this country to get back to where it used to be, we need a renaissance. And the renaissance is a rebirth to when America was great, when Main Street ruled, not Wall Street, not these greedy multimillionaires. Where do they come off? Goldman Sachs saying that, well, we earn this profits and we're distributing this money, these bonuses to our people because we're such brilliant traders. Oh, yeah? How about the $13 billion we gave you to cover your bad bets with AIG?
And then they took the money and then loaned it to us in interest, and it's just total bastards. We're going to come back in the final segment, Dr. Maria, Linda, and Randall. Quick comments, quick questions from those three callers, quick answers from Gerald Celente, and I can't wait to have him back up again soon. But when do you, we got 30 seconds before break. Gerald, when do you see physical confrontation, rioting beginning?
You know, we may see riots this summer as the heat of the city streets becomes uncontrollable, as people can't find jobs and have no future.
And then they're talking about by next year, 25% unemployment.
And when you look upon the minority groups, the people that, you know, have no education and they're drugged out, you have a recipe for violence and disaster.
Stay there, Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Gerald Celente, I want to jam in a few final calls here for you, but quickly, I have this question. Can all the king's horses, all the king's men, all the police state grid they've set up, planning this bankruptcy all along, to bring in their New World Order. Is it going to be successful? Because even with all the Obama hype, it's not working. I mean, this looks like it's going to turn into a really bloody confrontation.
Well, it's going to be ugly. I mean, now they're changing their tune from green shoots. Now they're saying a double dip recession. It's not a double dip recession. It never ended. It's going to go into a great
recovery.
Depression.
Jobless recovery.
Yeah, it's like almost pregnant, isn't it? They're not going to be able to stop it. The only way they will be able to stop it is to continue to do what they're doing, and that is to keep the people under federal dictate and to make them more subservient. And the pressure that is going to be bearing upon the people at every level, from parking meters to property taxes, from federal taxes to sin taxes, is going to be taxes. They're going to squeeze the little people until there are riots and rebellions. By the way, the Tea Parties and tax protests, that's just the beginning. History has been made, and they're trying to play it down.
Maria in California, you're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Hi, Jones. I'm Celente. It's an honor to speak with both of you. I actually wanted to call in because I'm calling from Pomona, California, and in the past 2 months, the police activity here has gone from hearing them once, maybe every other month, to hearing them 3 times a day. I'm hearing the ambulance go off and the police everywhere. And I just want to know, if I'm living in a suburban area like this, I mean, how bad is it going to get while our city council...
They're covering up, Gerald, obviously. Crime's exploding. They're trying to squeeze the public. It's not working. You said a year ago on this show California was going to collapse. That's now beginning. Gerald?
Yes, it is beginning. There's going to be other states to follow. I mean, Michigan around Detroit, it's a war zone. And, you know, my saying as a Bronx boy is when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. We're going to see more of these home invasions, kidnappings. It's going to turn ugly over the years. So I'm a believer in Second Amendment rights, as are you, Alex, and that people need to learn self-protection because nobody's going to protect you. And as you also know, I'm a close combat practitioner, and John Perkins from attackproof.com has been, you know, my teacher for, you know, many, many years. So people have to understand there will be no savior other than yourself.
Absolutely. Maria, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. One more question. I've prepared, I've stockpiled, I have my gun and everything. What can I do with the rest of my fiat money?
Well, again, we don't give financial advice. I could only tell you what I do with mine. And I'm very heavily invested in gold. And I also, what I do is, because I run a business, I need cash. I put my money between different currencies so that if the dollar goes down,
Maria,
the other one goes up.
Maria, answer that earlier. We got to jump. Final call, Linda in Rhode Island. Quickly, you're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Hi, Alex and Gerald. I have a question for Gerald. Last week, Bob Chapman was on, and he stated that they would close the banks for a week and that they were going to open them up again. Everything was going to be all right. I think he was too lighthearted on that. Can you say something about that?
Well, if they close the banks, we believe that they'll devalue the dollar when they reopen them. You won't be able to get all your money back out. They'll use the Argentinian method. That's what they did over there when their dollar collapsed, and that's what we believe they'll do over here.
Does that answer your question, Linda?
You'll be able to get your money, but you won't be able to get it out all at once.
Right.
And it won't be worth what it was if they close the banks.
Yeah, because who's going to want to go to work thinking, oh, maybe they'll get paid in a month?
Yeah, Linda, thank you. Gerald Celente, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Always great being on your show.
God bless you. It's always great having you. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.